So I want to say first that I know Golden State is the best team in the NBA. I know they're going to win the title again. And I respect their talent and their ability.
You're sure?
And I know
they're going to beat Cleveland.
I know that you are a big Golden State fan, so I don't mean anything personal by this.
I love watching them play. I really do.
But
I think they're fun to watch.
I have never wanted the Mavericks to win a game more than I wanted them to win that one last night. Golden State is so full of themselves.
Yeah.
I have never seen a team that is so full of themselves and plays such half-ass, sloppy basketball. If Golden State had played good basketball last night, they should have beaten Dallas by 50. But Golden State comes into an arena where they're playing a team with a losing record, and they treat it like an all-star game. And they make stupid passes and sloppy passes, and they're half-assing everything. They half-assed everything last night because they don't respect their opponent. They are an all-star team.
Yeah.
And that's why they play it like it's an all-star game. And their lazy passes and their lazy body language and their terrible shots, and when they don't make a shot, they mope. And they completely disrespected the Mavericks last night with the way they played. They're trying all these crazy passes, and they're trying all these crazy shots. And when they inbound the ball, they do it so half-ass. And the Mavericks pick their pocket a couple of times late because the Warriors are so full of themselves.
Yeah.
And I can't stand that team.
I don't like that part of it. I don't like that part when they play like that. And they did have a number of those moments like that.
There's no excuse for it because I got a long list of great teams that I've seen in the last 30 years who don't play like that, who aren't so full of themselves. They come into an arena and they know they're way better than their opponent, but you know what? They played the right way. Most of the great teams, the Spurs of the recent years, the Jordan Bulls, the Showtime Lakers, they played the right way.
Yeah.
And they don't act like they're too cool for school like Steph Curry always does. Steph Curry is going to go as half-assed as he possibly can to show you how cool he is. Now, if they're playing Cleveland, he'll pick up the intensity. But if they're playing the little Mavericks, he's got to put out the bare minimum, and he's just going to do a half-assed dribble and barely have the energy for the shot.
He's just smooth,
and
man.
I don't like the way they play. Now, if they're fully engaged and they're giving actual effort and they're trying to make the right pass or the right play, well, they're as good as you can get on both ends of the floor, and their talent is otherworldly. But I almost put a lot of that on Steve Kerr. I don't understand how a guy who played in that Bulls system with Jordan and played for Popovich, how he allows that kind of half-assed behavior every night. And I was so disappointed when the Mavericks couldn't pull that off. And the Mavericks played great last night.
Yeah, they did.
And they took it to – there was one team on the floor last night that was playing hard and playing the right way. Unfortunately, they don't have the talent to make it work and to beat a team like Golden State. And Golden State comes into the arena knowing they can half-ass it. And they're still going to win because they are overloaded with talent. And I just cannot stand that team. And my blood rarely boils when I'm watching an NBA game, but, man, it did last night.
Wow, that's an interesting take. I've not seen every game they've played this year. The couple times I have seen them play, they didn't play like that. But I would say this, since I really became a fan of the way they play a few years ago, I don't think it's as good with Kevin Durant. I mean, the result is better because your talent's better, but that cockiness and that, well, we'll figure out a way just to knock down a three in the team aspect of it, I don't think is as good as it was a couple of years ago.
The Showtime Lakers could have been full of themselves, but they weren't. The Jordan Bulls, the Duncan Spurs, those teams all could have been full of themselves, but they weren't. They put their head down and they went to work. Golden State is so full of themselves. I've never seen a team like it.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that's a product of just the approach that so many teams take of the regular season now, especially the good teams, resting players, they don't play, and even if, and now it's a case where if you do play, it's just kind of like, well, tonight I'm just going to kind of be cool about it.
I think it's a product of their too cool for school stars.
That it's unique to them.
That, yes, that it's they are too cool.
Yeah,
and they're not. They don't have a Duncan or a Jordan or a Magic, who they're going to work every night for 48 minutes, and they spread that example, and they are, hey, we're not showboating, we're gonna work our asses off no matter who we're playing. We're gonna play the right way, and we're gonna execute the right way, and we're not gonna play this like an all-star game. And they don't have that kind of player, that leader on their team. They've got guys who are too cool for school. They've got mopers. They're just, and you know, the problem is there's not an NBA bully out there that can beat them. And I wish there were. And LeBron did it a couple years ago, which was great. And maybe he can pull it off again. But there's not another NBA bully out there. And Golden State knows that. And they know that they can play like that and carry themselves that way. And it's just, it's too bad, because maybe Houston can beat them. I don't know. Maybe Cleveland or Boston, but they're probably going to win it again, and they'll just get even fuller.
Yeah, they're definitely cocky. But I just wonder if it is a bit of, it's a long season, and now the perception of the regular season now for a lot of these teams and these players and these coaches is, oh, we're going to take some nights off, and sometimes that means we're not going to play players, or in this case, yeah, we're going to play it like it's an all-star game. Steve Kerr said it was laughable after the game how they played some defense. But I wonder down inside in that DNA that he has if that does burn him too.
Well, he's the coach. Do something about it. Yeah. I don't see him doing anything about it. On the flip side, I am absolutely in love with Dennis Smith Jr. Man, he is going to be great.
He's going to be a star, isn't he?
And the best thing about him isn't his hops. Steve Nash tweeted, he had a very funny tweet after, I guess, he was watching the game last night or he saw the highlights. He said, I think I'd need 4 cumulative jumps to match Dennis Smith's hops. His explosiveness is ridiculous. It's almost Westbrookian, and that dunk he had last night was great. The best thing about Dennis Smith Jr. is his mindset. He's not scared of anybody. No, he doesn't back down from anybody. He's in attack mode all the time. He's a rookie, so he over-dribbles some, and he gets himself into some bad spots, and he takes some bad shots. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great. And just getting better. And that was really entertaining last night. It was a good show.
Game.
Yeah, it was a great show they put on.